Hey, this is John Ridley.
And this is Matt Carey, documentary editor at Deadline. And welcome to Doc Talk. John, we've got a hard-hitting episode today. A lot of controversy. Well, maybe we should put the word controversy in quotes in the documentary field about the nominees for Best Documentary Feature. We're going to get into that with some amazing panelists.
You get a shot, but the individuals behind every one of those images, they're complicated and they are human.
This has been Doc Talk.
Thank you. Great conversation.
Thank you.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Ready to celebrate International Women's Day? M&M's and iHeart present Women Take the Mic, sharing empowering stories of women supporting and celebrating each other. And of course, there is a smooth and creamy companion for your listening pleasure, peanut butter M&M's. Because they're just another way to help treat yourself in situations where you deserve a little added delight, like listening to your favorite podcast. So savor the deliciousness of peanut butter M&M's and spread some positivity. From breaking glass ceilings to dominating in sports and entertainment, women truly are unstoppable.
And we continue here with Our American Stories. And now Matt Parker, a comedian and mathematician from Australia, tells the story of the time Michael Larson surprisingly beat the game show Press Your Luck. Here's Matt.
The best TV game shows sit at the intersection of skill and luck. And in the 1980s, there was one such game show called Press Your Luck. The skill component came from asking the contestants trivia questions. But then the luck came in via the big board. This is how prizes were dished out after a contestant had demonstrated their skill answering a trivia question. It was a massive screen with 18 boxes detailing different cash amounts or physical prizes and a cartoon character known as a whammy. The highlight on the board would rapidly flip between the different boxes in an apparently random order. The players would then win the content of whichever box was selected when they hit their buzzer, but if they landed on a whammy, the player would lose all the prizes they had accumulated so far.
Okay, I want a trip. Let's go, please. Vacation time. Okay, stop.
Stop.
Never linger on one box long enough for the player to see what it was, react, and then hit their buzzer. And because the movement was unpredictable, it was theoretically impossible for the player to anticipate which box was going to be selected. So they were picking at random. And most players would win a few prizes before retiring for that round. Other players, of course, would press their luck and get whammied. I mean, that was the idea in theory. Michael Larson was an ice cream truck driver from Ohio, and they just wanted to see just how random the big board really was. So they taped some shows when it first started airing in 1983, and they pored over the footage, trying to crack if there were any underlying patterns. And sure enough, they noticed that the board only had five predetermined cycles. They just went through them so fast that they looked random. So Michael set about memorizing those five cycles, working out exactly when the optimum point to buzz in for each one would be, and then they flew out to Los Angeles and unbelievably managed to get themselves on the show as a contestant. The game starts normally enough. Michael was competing against Ed, a Baptist minister, and Janie, a dental assistant. Michael answers enough trivia questions correctly to earn some spins on the big board, and on his first go, He hits a whammy. By the start of the second round, Michael is in last place, but his trivia knowledge has just earned him 7 more spins on the big board. This time, he does not hit a whammy. Oh no, he lands on $1,250.
Hey, no whammies, no whammies. Come on, big bucks. I need lots of money. Come on. Go. Stop.
Stop. Woo! At $1,250. One spin left. $1,250, Michael Pressure.
And then on the next spin, $1,250 again.
Stop.
Stop. Woo! At $1,250 again.
And then $4,000, $5,000, $1,000, a holiday, $4,000, and so on. As most of the prizes also come with a free spin, his reign on the big board seems to be everlasting. At first, the host, Peter Tamarkin, goes through his normal patter, waiting for Michael to hit a whammy. But Michael doesn't. In a freak of probability, Michael keeps selecting prize after prize. It is amazing to watch the range of emotions the host goes through. Initially, he's excited. Something unlikely is happening. But soon, he's trying to work out what on earth is going on while still maintaining his jovial game show host persona.
Go, go!
What? I don't care. So whatever. Here we go.
Stop!
Stop at 500 and a spin.
Apparently, behind the scenes, chaos was breaking out as show executives and channel directors were trying to work out, was Michael cheating? How was this happening? To their eyes, Michael seemed to be celebrating too soon. He was pleased when he buzzed in less time than he conceivably could have been reading the prize that he had won. Somehow, he already knew when to press the buzzer and which square he wanted to stop on. Now, of course, all of this could have been avoided if the game show big board was actually random. Then Michael wouldn't have been able to pore over the footage on VHS and memorize the 5 different cycles. But the designers of the Press Your Luck system had hard-coded set cycles instead of making it truly random, because being random is very difficult. There's not even really a case of it being difficult for computers to do something randomly. It's pretty much impossible. No computer can be random unaided. Computers are built to follow instructions precisely. Processors are built to predictably do the correct thing every time. Making a computer do something unexpected is a very difficult feat. You can't have a line of programming code that says do something truly random without also having a specialized component attached to the computer to provide the randomness. The extreme version of this is to build a 2-meter-high motorized conveyor belt that dips into a bucket of about 200 dice and lifts a random selection of them up past a camera. The computer can then use that camera to look at the dice, detect what numbers have been rolled, and use that as a source of randomness. And such a machine, capable of over 1.3 random dice rolls a day, would weigh over 100 pounds, fill a room with the cacophony of moving motors and rolling dice, and be exactly what Scott Nesson built for his Games by Email website. Scott, you see, runs a website where people can play games by email, which means he requires about 20,000 dice rolls per day. People who play board games do take their dice rolls very seriously. So he went to all the effort in 2009 to build a machine capable of physically rolling enough dice. He was sure to engineer the Dice-O-Matic so it was future-proof with plenty of spare capacity, hence the maximum output of over 1.3 million rolls per day. Scott currently has about 1 million unused dice rolls saved on his server, and the Dice-O-Matic fires up for an hour or two each day to top off the randomness reservoir, filling his house in Texas with the thundering sound of hundreds of dice rolling at once. However, the makers of Press Your Luck did not use that, and it meant that Michael Larson was able to memorize the patterns, and they ended up winning an unprecedented $110,237 on the game show, about 8 times more than the average winner. He had such an extended winning streak that the normally fast turnover game show had to split his appearance across 2 separate episodes. And even though they did look into if he was somehow cheating or breaking the rules, eventually Michael Larson did get all of his prize money. He managed to show that it was actually less effort to memorize the apparently random sequences than it was to memorize the trivia, which the show was meant to be testing. Michael was able to take a game show, which was supposed to be skill and luck, and turn it entirely into a very specific, different type of skill.
And a great job by Robbie digging up that story, and it's just a delight. And a special thanks also to Matt Parker, a comedian and mathematician from Australia. Matt's book, Humble Pie, P.I. Pick it up at Amazon.com and the usual suspects. Michael Larson's story of how he beat the game show Press Your Luck here on Our American Stories.
Ready to celebrate International Women's Day? M&M's and iHeart present Women Take the Mic, sharing empowering stories of women supporting and celebrating each other. And of course, there is a smooth and creamy companion for your listening pleasure, peanut butter M&M's, because they're just another way to help treat yourself in situations where you deserve a little added delight, like listening to your favorite podcast. So savor the deliciousness of peanut butter M&M's and spread some positivity. From breaking glass ceilings to dominating in sports and entertainment, women truly are unstoppable.
Welcome to the Scene to Scene podcast. I am your host, Valerie Complex. Today, I am chatting with Ji Young Yoo. Ji Young stars as co-lead in the 6-part limited series, Expats.
I think I learn a little bit with every character that I play. I think usually I play a character and it causes enough introspection that I learn something about myself. I honestly can't gush enough about Freaky Tales. I'm so excited to share it with more people.
If you like what you hear, be sure to review, like, and subscribe to the Scene to Scene podcast.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.